next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going to tell them until like that morning.
Yeah. Yeah, like a lottery.
Number. Give everybody a pager.
Exactly.
We ready to go? All right, I will call this to order, first budget work session of the year. Animal control, Susan Gaston. Susan, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. We'll start with revenue. To go through, first of all, great budget as always. This is the easiest one, at least in my perspective, the easiest one for us to go through. But just take us through the revenues.
Okay. Well, we keep hoping interest rates go up. Obviously, that's not happening too quickly, so I've just kind of left it at the $300, and that would be for our, mostly for our donation account. The animal control fees, we raised, as you remember, we raised our cost for adopting an animal, and so I put it up at $20,000, and that will include not only what we bring in for revenue from fines and adoptions, but it also takes care of what we bring in from the cities with our city contracts. And donation, friends of the animals, of course, that is our donation account. That account, every year I think people are going to let up on the donating because it's, you know, things have kind of, you know, times have gotten a little bit tougher, but every year we amaze, everybody amazes us with their generosity. So I put it at $8,000. You know, it will probably be more, but that's a hard one to guess. I don't ever know, you know, what's going to happen if we're going to get a large donation or if we're going to get a lot of people, you know. So $8,000 at this point. And
if you put 12, 14, if you look at your history, you know, it's not an actual.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, I can understand you thinking about, let's lowballing it a little bit, but.
Well, talk to me about this year. We agreed to a 15 budget, which, as I recall, we had this exact same conversation last year where you said, yeah, every year I think they're not going to give as much. We said, well, it looks like your average is about 20. And you said, well, I just don't believe they're going to give that much. And we settled on 15. And now it looks.
It up to 23.
And now we've reestimated it up to 23, which tells me, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, you're just wrong. They're going to keep giving you money. So, I mean, I'm comfortable with leaving it where it is at the 15,
okay.
But I'm not comfortable really going below the 15.
Okay, well, I I'm fine with that. I have a hard time believing people's generosity in this time, but
pressure on you that you got to continue to keep doing what you're doing. The selling, okay.
And the other one for me is interest on investments. While you're right, interest rates are in the toilet. You continually bring in 800, 800, 800, and we're not depleting that account all that much, are we? I mean, I know you're pulling some stuff out of that.
My balance is 91,000 right now.
Yeah, so 800 to me is a reasonable estimate for what's gonna come in interest. So I would prefer to leave, rather than be 300, I'd prefer that at 800.
Okay.
So the two changes on my book are go to 800 from 300 and go to 15,000 from 8,000, okay. And then to me the revenues look really good.
And then if I come in here next year and it's only $8,000,
yeah, we will remember.
I'll remember that you kept warning us.
We will remember the conversation.
Good job, you just adjusted something that is not county fund related at all.
I know.
Just want to be as realistic as we can. At what point do we want to talk about the employee? Do we want to do that at the end, or do we want to do that?
I think it's the key. Here? Right now, I was involved with just a quick follow up with Alyssa right after when you guys were gone during the holiday, when Sue came in and so forth, and talked about her earlier conversation with both Paul and Alyssa, and I really think that here is an area where we try to. Anytime we talk about increasing staff, we look at really is the need there. And is there substantial evidence to show that the timing is right for us to do that? And I'm convinced that in this department, especially when I look at the hours that they have to log and the on-call situation, that we need to consider if we can feasibly do that. And my question to Alyssa would be, if we would prove to move forward with that, what type of timetable would that be? And would that come out of funding that is that would come out of currently this year's funding? Is that correct? That would be your idea to fill it before the end of July?
What I was looking at is I would like to – we have a I would like to – we don't – I would like to have somebody trained, you know, and but we could hold off till maybe like the 1st of May, you know, and – that would save more than, at first I thought maybe mid-February, 1st of March, but I'd be willing to go to May. I mean, I think that this is not our busy time. Right now we're kind of playing catch-up and everything, but I think, you know, our busiest time starts May, June, but if I could have somebody maybe the 1st of May, you know, then it would only be amending it for 2 months.
How much training is going to be necessary as you find somebody? Assuming we approve the position, how much would be necessary?
You know, I would say probably if they were to come 5 days a week, 2 weeks for that particular job that it would be. You know, what it essentially is, you know, a lot of it has to be a natural ability. We have to work with the public, but a lot of it is, you know, cleaning, vaccinating, you know, all that kind of stuff. And really, you know, the people that the person would be hired into that job would have experience in that area anyway. So they're going to already kind of have an idea of what's going on. And it's just mainly going to be to show them how we do it out there and how we expect things to be done. So I'm really thinking 2 weeks. And, you know, I wouldn't be like the first time they had to work a weekend on their own, you know, I'd probably come in with them, you know, just to make sure that weekends are a little different than weekdays. But I think 2 weeks would take care of it. So I think by the time that we were starting to get busy with, you know, at that point, we've had a lot of calls that we go on or a lot of welfare checks that we go on that are out of the shelter. But as far as animals coming in, that's about when it starts. And so I think 2 weeks would be good.
Okay. Lisa, you have a recommendation for us on the request?
I've talked to Sue quite a bit about this, actually, ever since she did get the halftime. When you guys approved the halftime, it looked like a full-time was needed based on the hours.
Well, that's as I recall the conversation last year, it was we were talking about full-time, and Sue, it was you who kind of put the brakes on the full-time last year and said, no, let's try this with a partner.
You know, I'm cheap, and I thought... I wanted to try to get by, if we could, with a part-time person. And I thought rather than jump into a full-time commitment, if a part-time would work, that's what I wanted to try. So, you know, and clearly, you know, it's like the revenue thing. I was wrong. But I, you know, I think, yeah, it was definitely my idea to try a part-time person first.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at these hours, the employees that are currently out there, they're not working overtime. It's Sue that's working the overtime so that we don't have that extra expense for her budget. The employees are getting more tenure. They're getting to have, you know, we have one that gets 3 weeks, 4 weeks of vacation, one that gets three. They're sticking around, so that plays a part, too. I did look at the sick leave. They do not take much sick leave at all. So that's not, I always look at that factor to see, you know, do we have an employee that has, you know, taking a lot of sick leave, but that's not there. We talked a lot about as far as having coverage at the shelter and having adequate coverage. They do have a lot of people come in, so you do need to make sure and have it covered so that there's not a liability issue. You don't have the public going in. There are some dangers as far as animal bites, different things like that. And the fact that they can be called out pretty much at any time, that also throws a little wrench into it.
Well, and when I told Alyssa, one of the things that we hear, one of the biggest complaints we hear when people come into our shelter is they've been to another shelter and nobody has helped them, nobody has waited on them, nobody has talked to them. They're kind of like on their own. They're said there's where the animals are, going back and look, and they don't get. And you know, when people come into shelter, even if we're really busy or somebody's had to have, take a day off to make up for the weekend, we're always trying to jump around and make sure everybody's gotten, you know, questions answered and that they've been waited on so that they feel like, you know, we do want them there and we do want them to come back. So, you know, we just try to put all that extra effort forward, and it's paid off, obviously, for the shelter. So,
For this year, if it were a position that started May 1st, you going to be in a position to absorb those extra costs in your budget, or are we going to need to go find some additional dollars to do that? for those 2 months?
You know, if I could sit down and look at it, I think I could probably, you know, I don't pad my budget, as you
know. I know.
So it's always kind of, but I think I could probably, you know, if I sat down, I could probably at least maybe hopefully cover a month of it.
And Lisa, have you looked at the numbers? If we approve this position, what does it do to us in salaries and everything else? Where does this position grade out?
Actually, the position is currently on our current compensation. So the two individuals that are animal shelter attendants, July 1st, their salaries will go up. They were actually pretty significantly under.
I've built that in to the numbers
built in
here.
Right.
Yep. So the new position obviously would have to go to that new, they approved.
And what is that? What are we talking about paying for this position? I mean, where does it grade out?
Annual salary for that is $28,813.
So that would be in addition to the $163 that we have here.
Not quite.
Because there's a half a position in there.
Okay. Yeah, I'd just like to have some idea of what we're talking about doing.
I have about $12,500 in there already of that position.
Okay.
So.
15 something.
So it's going to be another, $15,000, $16,000 in that line item.
Plus flex. Since it's a halftime, there's no flex.
Halftime person does not.
Right, plus all the incidental increases that go along with that. So if we're talking about an additional 15, we've got to be talking about a $20,000 bill all said and done.
At least.
At least that we're talking about adding to the bottom line.
Up with about 22 or 23 by the time you.
All said and done, even taking the other out.
That's just a real rough.
Okay.
From a cursory look, based on how frugal she's been over the years and continues to be, I don't see a whole lot of area that she can maybe squeeze additional amount to cover the full amount. But I would again say that any savings that could be generated this FY, again, we would be very appreciative. But I do think that, you know, we need to anticipate that we would have to fill that gap from someplace else.
And I will tell you, the part-time person that we had got a full-time position somewhere else. And so we have a temp person filling that. And the temp person is making less per hour than the part-time person is.
Right.
If we keep the temp person until maybe the May 1st, you know, the new hire, you know, that's going to save money in there, too. I mean, so...
Right, which then can go toward the new person in May.
Right, right.
Sure.
So, you know, I just think that, you know, I'll work really hard to get the numbers juggled, but I'm sure I can do a month and maybe a month and a half. I'll do my best to squeeze out whatever I can.
And I'm not asking in that I'm trying to put you on the spot or anything.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out what we've got... Because I'm sitting here in complete agreement that we need to get them on. I'm appreciative of May 1st. I actually think it should be earlier than May 1st. I think it should be about April 15th so that when your busy time starts, you're really ready to hit the ground running. But I'm fine with May 1st if that's your recommendation. I just want to understand what we're doing here, and then as we move on to FY14, what we're adding to the bottom line, which what I'm hearing is about $22,000 above what we're looking at right now in order to have this position. Now, I want to go back. Overtime, I know that's something we put in your budget that you never, ever, ever use, but you want to have something there. I'm hopeful that with another full-time person, not only are you not going to need to use any overtime for staff, you're going to be able to cut down on some of the time that you work. That's my expectation and hope. Do
that
you think
great.
That's reasonable?
Yeah. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to happen. But at the same time, I look at that $250 and I say, you never use that. Let's go ahead and cut that to $150 so that you have something in that line item. We know you're not going to use it in case there's an emergency.
And the biggest thing with that would be, you know, if you look, and I don't have that in front of me, but the people that are getting comp time, Brenda and Cindy both have, I think, close to the max of comp time. And, you know, again, I have to push people out the door to use vacation. They come in when they don't feel especially well. I tell them if you're carrying something contagious, please don't come in. But, you know, they come in when they don't feel especially well just because that's how dedicated they are. I'm in agreement with you on that.
Okay.
Oh, are you adjusting overtime down to?
I want to take the overtime from 250 to 150, just so we got something back, because that's what we do. Now, as I understand the process, we can't approve a position here. We can approve it in terms of putting it in the budget for next year, but as far as approving a position that would start on April 15th or May 1st, we got to come to a regular board meeting to do that. So I'd say just get it on an agenda as quick as we can.
I actually have a board report on Tuesday. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Draft a doc, like a letter to the board requesting.
Okay.
Yep. Draft a letter and come ready to talk more about numbers, how we get through the rest of this fiscal year.
Okay.
And what, if anything, we're going to have to go find from somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, by then I should have the numbers and be able to tell you guys. I'll get from Lisa approximately how much it would cost per month and everything, and then that'll give me a better idea of what I need to come up with.
Office rent. I love that building, and I want to talk a little about the building. Looks like we budgeted $26,400 and we're spending $24,000. What is the rent on that? The actual rent?
$2,200. It should be $26,400 for the.
So we really are going to spend $26,400. Okay, that's what I wanted to check on. And down the road, are we going to try to buy that building?
I would really like to. It's a perfect location, and the building itself is wonderful. And we are, you know, we are going to be getting some money in from a source. I don't know what. I wish I knew. All I know, all I was told by the attorney was a considerable amount. And I don't know. I've talked to Al McCose, and, you know, I've said, when are you going to leave here so we can have your building? You know, just joking with him. And he's like, well, I think he's looking at, you know, 3 to 4 more years.
Yep.
So I did tell him at the time that we wanted to rent it, I said, I hope that if you were ever going to sell this, you would give us first chance, because that's why when we went in there and we used our donation account to put in all the new cages and we did everything that needed to be done in there to make it a shelter was donation money. And, you know, that way I'm squirreling money away now so that we hopefully would have a significant down payment that wouldn't be a burden on the county. That's what I'm hoping for. So if he, you know, I would say 3 to 4 years. At this point,
how much space does he use in there right now?
Well, he's got the end office, and I don't know square footage wise. I'd say it's 3,000 square feet, maybe. I'm terrible at square footage.
He's just in the east end of it.
Yeah, he's just in the east office.
And you take the rest.
Yeah,
whole area is probably a little less than here.
It's actually
close to this.
It'd probably be about the same size as this, longer, and but about the same size.
Sure. All right. Yeah, I just keep us posted on.
Oh,
that.
I will.
That's something that I think we need to be serious about, but we're not going to be able to do spur of the moment.
Nope.
All right. So then. Those were my questions. I don't know if you guys have any other questions for Sue.
Nope, actually.
How old is your vehicle?
It's a 96. Nope. A 2006, I think.
So in good shape. You don't have any concerns with it?
No, we just keep it serviced.
Engine and tires and other maintenance.
Yeah, just normal maintenance. You know, the last vehicle we had, we had some work done on it, and then all of a sudden it's just, we drove it for like 3 months, and then it was like I was in here begging because it just kind of just, this, you know, now it's going to cost you $4,000 to do this, you know, because it needs this and this and that. But we take good care of it, and it gets serviced on time and everything. So, I mean, I'm looking at another 1 to 2 years at least.
How many miles does it have on it right now?
84,000.
Yep.
And that's another thing that's helped. We don't. You know, when the gas prices started going up and the county started, you know, trying to find ways to be more fiscally responsible, our department, what we started doing was if we have calls, we map them out every morning and we just have a route instead of, like, going from Zeering to Slater to boinging all over the county. We kind of have a route we follow, and that has saved us a lot of miles on our truck.
And when you got that last time, did you go buy it off of a lot or?
We ordered it from Ron Willie, and it's just a basic,
right.
You know, just a basic truck. And then the topper that's on it, we always use our donation account to pay for that.
I think if we can figure it out next time, maybe we can piggyback that on something if Darren's going to do state bid on a couple of pickups, which, you know, he does, maybe get a better deal on it that way.
Yeah, but right now, I can't see any problems with it.
Yeah, that's another one we just want to stay ahead of the game on.
Sure.
Rather than getting to the point where you're in here saying, listen.
Groveling.
All right, so the changes that I'm hearing for the budget, and Paul, I haven't heard you weigh in yet on the new position, but I'm hearing an additional $22,000 added to the bottom line, and that'll be in several categories up in the pay plan area. And then I'm hearing reducing overtime from the 250 swag down to 150. Just as a placeholder, and I'm not hearing any other changes other than on the revenue side where we made a couple changes.
Now, Alyssa and I have talked about the position a couple of different times, and I think I was one that pressed Sue last time if halftime was good enough.
I know. Yep. I know, but we saved, just looking that year, we saved that money.
Anything else we need to discuss? You do a great job, Sue. We're lucky to have you. Thank you for your work.
Thank you for your support to the shelter. We appreciate that, too.
Absolutely.
All right. So, have a good one.
Was.
The fun begins.